peace and blessings on this Friday, March 15th. And this is DBJ, and this is the Cold World Podcast. On today's episode, Michelle and I are talking about various things. TikTok ban, how black people get watched more at the grocery store than white people, what's most important in a relationship, and other things. Please enjoy, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace.
So, I was watching CNN a little while ago, and they're saying Fat Joe's going to be at the White House talking with Kamala Harris about weed reform, you know what I'm saying, and like sentence reform for like people that are locked up with weed cases and shit like that. Now, I'm hoping it's going to be for state charges, you know what I'm saying, because in reality, in true reality, the marijuana stuff affects more people that are, you know what I'm saying, doing state time in state prisons. You know what I'm saying? Because although I don't have a weed charge, like, for example, I'm on paper, right? Like, and I can't smoke weed, right? That's one of my rules. That's one of the probation and parole rules. You can't, no drugs or alcohol, none of that stuff, right? So even if they, even on the state side, which would be good, don't get me wrong, that would be good if they would, you know, overturn state conviction for like weed cases and shit like that. That would be good because people get out. But on the other hand, though, they would still, what would happen with that, if they started having to let people out and all that stuff, or overturn state conviction, you know, weed cases, what DOC and, you know what I'm saying, the law and all that, the police and all that, what they would do, especially the parole office, what they would start do is they will start locking their clients up even more than they already do for dirty urines. You know what I'm saying? Because even if they got rid of it, like the, you know, not charging people for like weed and all that, and even if it became legal and all that, right, and they let people out and all that, even if all that happened, right, if you're on probation and parole for anything, for any kind of charge, it don't even have to be a weed charge, you're still not going to be able to smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, even though it would be legal and stuff like that, people on paper are still not going to be able to use it. Because, for example, liquor, alcohol is legal, but if you're on parole or probation, you still can't use it. You know what I'm saying? So they will still be locking people up. Like, if you were smoking weed and you went to see your PO and they gave you a urine test and your shit came back positive, they would lock you up and revoke you. Because they got to still keep filling the prisons up. Because if they overturn state weed cases and start letting people out and all that kind of stuff, which I hope they do, they're just gonna lock people up that are on parole and probation for any, I mean, one time dirty way, you're going back, and they're gonna revoke you because they got to keep them prison beds and the county jails and shit full. Because keep them, at the end of the day, it's a money game. Prison is a business. You know what I'm saying? So that would be the other side of that. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people aren't going to really notice or know that's going on. Like, if you're not in that world, if you're not on probation and parole, and it's a great thing that most people aren't. But like, I can pick that stuff out. I know that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to, it won't help me personally. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still have to, you know, not be able to smoke. You know, all that, worry even more about getting revoked if I even, you know, did anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, keep that in mind. Like, so yeah, that's why part of the reason I say my podcast is called Cold World. It's a cold world out here. You know, that's what it really means. It's, you know, some of these rules and laws and stuff like that are out here, you know, they'll lock you, send you back up to prison for breaking rules, not laws. You know what I'm saying? Go see your PO late. You know what I'm saying? They could lock you up for that. Move without telling them. Go buy a car without letting them know or asking. They can lock you up for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's crazy. But I just wanted to point that out. And on today's episode as well, I just wanted to say we're going to be talking more race issues, stereotypes, just a lot of other things in general. We're going to be talking about North 6th Street and what they plan on doing with 6th Street here in Milwaukee and the lead laterals. I'm really excited about the lead laterals. President Biden says that they're going to be all fixed within 10 years. So that really excited me. So we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully that all get done before I start getting old. And that's about it. And obviously those other things, you know what I mean? We talk about a lot of stuff on the podcast when we're just like sitting there talking or whatever. But keep in mind and pay attention. Most of the stuff we talk about is relevant and it makes sense and it all is important stuff. You know what I mean? So enjoy the rest of your weekend. This will probably be it for the weekend. I'm just going to rest up, relax, and hopefully the weather will be nice outside here in Milwaukee. I can get outside and get some air. Got to go do a little grocery shopping and stuff like that. And that's about it. I'll give Charlie, our dog, a bath. And that's about it. Peace, everyone. Have a safe weekend. Until the next one. So all the TikTok creators and influencers and stuff that are like doing well or whatever, they're upset now about the potential TikTok ban.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I do understand that, but I'm saying now if you know, if that ends up happening, they better hop on Spotify or Podbean or whatever, because I feel like the majority of the reason people are on TikTok is because you can play music. They don't really trip about, you know, the music and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And plus, you know, it's just popular or whatever. But I think that's one of the main reasons people use TikTok. It's because you can play music. Because why wouldn't you just do that shit on Instagram? Or Twitter, you know, because you can go live on all those too.
Yeah.
But they probably got harder restrictions about music and stuff. So I think that's a big reason why people use TikTok.
I don't really understand how TikTok influences elections.
I don't get that. I just don't understand. See, that's that, because I don't know if I want to call that a stereotype, but that's based off what, like, society tells you. You know, it's just the norm. It's just, you know, so that's a narrative that was created, and so that's just what it is now. You know what I mean? Like, not in reality, but that's what that perception is, reality shit or whatever.
I really don't understand it.
So. I mean, you know, and maybe they are. I mean, I think, don't quote me, but I think there is, like, proof of, like, them, like, fucking with our elections and stuff. And so maybe they're linking that to TikTok. I don't, you know, or whatever. But sure. I just think the United States sometimes got, you know, their panties in a bunch over China, Chinese people. You know what I mean? There's just that stereotype again. Like, why are we thinking all Chinese people are fucking, like, in one minute we're calling them all smart and just all this and shit, right? And then in the same breath we're basically saying they're sneaky and spying on us and shit. These people don't work for the government. That dude, that fucking, the TikTok creator, as far as I know, they just hate dude because he's a brown man up there making money and shit, and people in the United States love his product, because there's a lot of people that are upset and they don't have a problem with it. They're like, dude, come on, this is separate from all the political shit you guys are trying to wrap it into.
I guess, like, for me, like, I'm not gonna just go by what somebody says.
Right.
Exactly. I'm a fact checker.
Exactly.
By nature.
By nature, right?
So, but not everybody's like that, I understand.
I love, you know, that shit, I mean? Baby. She said by nature, for real. It's like just, it's a sense.
Yeah. Like, I'm not just going to be like, oh, yeah, they said it, so...
Someone's going to tell you something. True. Okay.
Right.
So answer me this. Tell me you think I'm wrong. So I was at the store. I ain't going to say which grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I was in there, right? It was early in the morning. It was me, one, like, customer service lady. You know, it was at the self-checkout. So it was me, the lady working there, and it was a white dude. So it was two customers. Me, the white customer, and then the white lady that was working there, right? So I was there first, right? I was, you know, at the self-checkout, scanning my shit, you know, blah, 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 right? So you know, right, you believe in peripheral vision, right? And just being able to, like, tell if somebody's watching you or looking at you or whatever. So I'm scanning my stuff, right? And she's standing behind me, right? But I could sense her looking at me, right? And I know that's her job is to kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, watch and stuff or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm doing my scanning, the white guy walks up, right? Now he goes to a self-checkout. Now he starts doing his stuff, right? He's scanning his shit. So now I'm still standing there. I haven't quite finished yet, right? So I can kind of still, through my peripheral, I can still kind of see her, right, a little bit. So I'm starting saying in my head, I'm wondering if she's, like, watching him too, or observing him or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's watching me. So I, as I'm saying this in my head, I, like, start to turn my body to look at her, to see if she's looking at him as well. And she's not. She's looking dead at me. So that's when I was like, I looked over and I was like, man, I was like, are you watching him too? And she was like, no, I'm watching everything. I was like, no, you're not. I was like, you're watching me. And she was like, no, I'm not. And I said, you are. She was like, well, I started looking at you because you turned towards my way. I said, when I turned towards your way, you were already looking at me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, my point is, I was like, it seems like you, and I was like, and maybe I'm judging, and I'm like, you know, what's that word? Where you're like, not portraying, but...
Projecting?
Yeah, you're projecting like somebody's doing something or thinking something or whatever. And I was like, and I said that too. I was like, maybe I'm projecting or like analyzing or assuming that you're like watching me. I was like, but when I turned and looked, you were looking at me, and I was like, and I could tell you hadn't looked at him at all, watched to see if he needed any help or if he was stealing anything. And I told her, my point is, like, it seems like you guys are always watching a black customer. It's like you think, like, assuming, like, that we may potentially steal something, even if it's one item, you think we might just throw something in our bag. Or it's like you're always thinking, like, we're going to be the thieves in here. I was like, so while you're sitting here watching me, I was like, a lot of times it would be the white person over there actually stealing shit. While you're sitting there worried about what black people are doing, thinking that we're going to steal and shit, we're sitting here paying for all our shit while the white dude over there is stealing everything. And I'm not saying he was stealing. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? And I could tell she was a little bit offended. And I'm not saying that's what she was doing, but, like, and maybe it's subliminal, or they don't realize they're doing it. I don't know, whatever, but, like, it's an observation, you know what I'm saying? And if anything, she'll be thinking about it next time. Because I feel that when I go there. Maybe it's me anticipating, or maybe it's, and maybe there's some truth to that. Because there are some white people that, you know, are the self-checkout people or whatever. When they see black people and shit at the self-checkout, I know that some of them think that we're stealing things or that black people are taking shit. And it'd be white customers right across the aisle tearing them off, stealing all kinds of shit. And they ain't looking at them because they just assume they're not going to take anything or that they got the money to buy everything and shit.
Yeah.
You don't think that takes place?
I do feel it does.
That shit's crazy as hell. Seeing that stereotype, that's what I'm saying. I know I talk a lot about stereotypes, but I feel a lot of times stereotypes run the world. Because it has you treating and looking and talking to people and, you know, giving them a certain kind of energy and shit like that. If you go into something or you walk into something thinking somebody's going to be a certain way or they're going to ask you for something or they're about to steal something from you or they're about, you know what I'm saying? Being shifty or sneaky or criminal and shit. That's what I don't like. That's what I'm saying. Am I wrong? Was I wrong?
I mean, you don't have to point that out to everybody.
So, yeah, that's true, but...
Also, sometimes, I'm just being a contrarian.
But I feel like she was observing me.
And...
You know what I'm saying? And I was just trying to point out, well, you're sitting here giving me all your energy, that white dude might be taking off, not paying for his shit.
Yeah.
So observe him. If you are doing your job, then you should be watching him too. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. They should be watching everybody.
What's up?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. When you think Asian kids get mad when everyone thinks they're, like, that they don't do anything but study and go to school and shit all the time, and that they don't like to have a good time and shit, they like to have fun. Just because they're smart don't mean that's all they do is go to school and study 25 hours a day. That's crazy. I just get sick of that. They're always watching you and shit all the time. But I feel like if you don't point that out, because if anything, she probably went home and told her husband or her friend or her cat or her dog or whatever. She has probably told somebody about the interaction she had with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you said I shouldn't point it out all the time, then? It's not like I was all like shitty to her. Did it sound like I was shitty?
I know, but it goes back to that. You can't change how other people behave and think.
That's true.
You can only control and change yourself.
But you can plant seeds to make them think.
You can, but when somebody has a mindset, that's how it is.
But that might have helped the next customer out that came, the next black customer. She might have been white. She might end up catching a white dude or a white lady stealing. Oh, as a matter of fact, you ain't hear about the... Remember when they were saying all them black dudes, all them black people were, like, doing all the, like, smash and steals and all that kind of shit in the country and all that?
I don't remember that, but...
You remember hearing about that on the news. They were, like, smashing and all
that.
You know who was running that? Mm. And they just got popped? Mm. Police ran up in their house? Two white people.
Mm.
It was an $8.5 million scheme or something. It was two old white... It was a white dude and some white lady.
Mm.
They were the mastermind behind all that shit.
Mm.
Now, were they stupid for going and doing it? Yeah. But it was the white people doing it. And everyone, all the little black kids running here, stealing everything, breaking shit, tearing shit up. But it was the white people masterminding. That's what I was saying. It's white people running everything. They do. It shouldn't be that way, but they do. That's why I talk about it. Shit. Race runs the world. You almost can interject race in almost every situation. I'm going to tell you. Especially between a black person and a white person, there's always potential for an argument, a disagreement, a shitty look, some kind, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At all times, any kind of interaction at the store, at work, because there's always, not always, but I feel like there's like underlying just shit there. There's all, especially between a black man and a white man, there's always a potential for an argument or a fight. You know what I mean? Because I feel a lot of times, not all, a lot of times, we're sizing each other up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And shit, that's crazy. All right, I'm about to go to bed. All right, peace. Speaking of 6th Street, that's what I was thinking about, though, really, like, when he gave the $32
million. Oh, yeah,
I was started picturing in my head, well, first of all, I'm like, cool, but you know what I was really excited about was he said no more lead laterals. He said all the lead laterals will be fixed within 10 years.
Yeah.
That's what I was really loving. We'll see if that happens. But when he was talking about, okay, the money for 6th Street, I'm thinking to myself, so I started going in my mind all the way down 6th Street from the north side all the way through downtown and all the way into the near south side and all that. And I'm picturing in my mind, okay, what's all along each side of 6th Street? Businesses, okay, so you can fix some of that up, some of the roads, some of the streets and shit. But like, what about the homes? Like, you're gonna be fixing up homes on, like, because there's not a ton of homes, like, until you get to around, I'm heading north now, until you get like around where Wendy's is and all that shit. Like, there's some houses, if you keep going, you know, you can get on the freeway, like what would be on your right, there's houses and stuff along there. Like, are we fixing some of that up? Not we. Are they going to be fixing? Because the houses need to be fucking fixed up. Right? Like, right. They, like, whoever, like, between the city not wanting to give them up or make them, you know, you got to go through all this fucking shit to just get approved to get one and all this, like, between the city saying it's someone's or whatever. But, like, can we start fixing the damn houses up some?
I mean, you should be able to apply for, like, a federal grant. Or something like to replace your windows or...
Yeah, even stuff like that. Exactly.
You know, like, just home ownership is so expensive.
Ain't it?
Like, just the maintenance, unless you have a brand new home.
Mm-hmm. What they call that, turnkey ready or whatever?
Turnkey, yeah. But, I was driving to my daughter's, and instead of taking the regular route, I went up north and took Palmer, maybe.
Or took the little side streets.
Yeah. You know, they're really revitalizing that neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's certain little pockets that they're, like, slowly fixing up.
And I would say that's near downtown.
See, there again, though. Which is fine, but see, I mean, there again, it's like near downtown. Like, when are we going to start fixing the damn houses up in the hood? Or whatever we're calling it. Like, let's start fixing. Because even when you're driving 43, north or south, you look on your left or your right.
Yeah.
Man, some of the houses, they just look shit.
And some it of just them just does. Need to be torn down.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they're beyond repair.
Some of them are, man. Like, so is some of that $32 million going towards some of that? Or is it just...
Like, it would just cost more money. You wouldn't get your money back if you sold it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But
I mean, like, damn, so, like, the city needs to just be like, man, it's our, I mean, because they're, the homes are theirs, right? The ones that they're not giving up or they're making difficult to buy or they're dilapidated. A lot of those, they're owned by the city, right?
Some.
Well,
if
then,
there was a tax lien, they may own them.
Right.
They're either owner occupied or rentals.
I mean, shit, if Chevy's talking about the mayor, Cavalier Johnson, he's talking about he wants to grow the city and all. What did he say? He wants 1 million people or whatever in the city? You better start fixing some of these damn homes up and making them affordable to live in.
Right. Even just if the infrastructure, like the roads, were improved.
All of that shit.
Like, that actually makes the street look nicer, too.
Yes. All of it does.
The road and sidewalks were repaired.
Even if we can fix up some of the landscape and, like, some of the fencing in some of the houses, they're like, the shit's like falling down, half ripped apart.
Right. Like, you some should be able to apply for a federal grant to fix certain things.
And they could get some of that $32 million towards some of that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's involved in the...
Yeah.
I don't know what's considered the 6th Street neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just read an article about it this morning.
Yeah.
And the 6th Street neighborhood, like, association or whatever is, like, excited about it, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm excited just about the development, the growth, you know what I'm saying? Because, but, like, I'm just wondering, like, there's not a ton of houses, like... Long Street.
Well, I mean, off of 6, like going west.
That's what I mean, but like, so it's just gonna be mainly businesses and the road and all that kind of stuff.
If you look at 6th Street, like going north, like there really aren't very many businesses. I mean, there's Sojourner Truth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just wondering,
like what else? What's included in that? I guess I'd have to.
I just feel like...
Because that's a lot of money.
A lot of money. You could probably fix a couple neighborhoods up with that. Repair the homes, tear them down, whatever. And I'm sure there's a lot that goes into that. You know what I mean? But damn, like, you're going to... You saying the lead laterals can be fixed within 10 years. President Biden did. And shit, man. Let's start fixing some of the homes. You know what I mean?
Because if they fix the lead laterals, they basically have to repave the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gets included in that, maybe.
You know, I did some research, though, too. This was a couple years ago I did that when they were talking about the lead laterals and stuff in Milwaukee. You know, back in the day, they used to... The pipes were made out of copper. But I think... Don't quote me, but I believe they switched over to lead because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, they kind of created their... Not kind of. They created their own problem, and then it's like...
Right. Well, and at the time, they didn't know.
Right. I mean, goddamn, how many filters and all that other shit can I just have clean water? I know I was drinking lead and shit as a kid. Drinking out the water hose. We used to drink right out the faucet tap, and shit.
Yeah,
right out the faucet, yep. Water hose, yeah. It's crazy. And now they're saying bottled water ain't safe because of the plastic. There's like stuff,
yeah.
You know what I mean? The plastic and shit. I'm saying, you know, that stop drinking bottled water. So it's just like, damn. So you got to either get one of them purifiers or get your bottled water and then just like pour it in a container and just put it in your fridge or some shit like that.
It's like... You know, that's great that they're providing, like, the filter that you attach to your faucet.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, like, your shower?
Right. Because I brush my teeth in the shower.
Well...
So I don't have to do it when I got, you know, kill two birds with one stone. I'll be brushing my teeth in the shower, and that's water going in my mouth.
Right. But also, like, your body absorbs...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
...the lead through showering, bathing. So it's not just... I mean, you get more lead drinking the water, but
right.
If you really want to fix the problem, you know, if you're offering temporary solutions.
Right, those are just band-aids, though, like, just little band-aids.
And that's great that they're providing it, saying, like, we can't do everything at one time. It's going to take, I mean, think of all the... lead laterals that have to be replaced.
Right.
That takes time.
Right.
So I get that. And so they're offering temporary solutions.
Yeah.
But like I said, like, you know, you're bathing water. You know, people pour a glass of water in the bathroom or, you know, like that kind of stuff too.
Yeah. And ain't nobody trying to boil their water all the time and shit. Use it. So it's Friday.
Yeah.
Happy Friday to everyone out there. Hope life's treating you well. Make it to the weekend.
Yeah.
So we're just on our way to work, making the donuts, stopping for gas and a little odds and ends so we don't have to go out on the weekend to do that stuff. Hey, baby, what do you think the most important thing is in a relationship? I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, but what would you say for you is one of the main things? I don't want to try to tie you down to, like, figuring out them, but just with something super important.
Well, my first response would be trust.
Hell
however,
yeah.
I would rather, to me it's more important on how somebody makes me feel about myself.
Okay. Okay. So, you want to be able to feel comfortable around a person, and trust, and
yes,
all of that
kind of ties together.
Kind of ties into trust.
Like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody who makes me feel shitty about myself.
Exactly.
Or that been there, done that.
Right. For me, I think mine is just communication. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's communication.
You mean you want me to hear you better?
No.
No, I
just
know.
In general,
no,
like,
I'm joking because I...
No, that is one thing I may think that you may, as we get older, you may end up needing a hearing aid maybe.
Right.
Possibly. Potentially. But not for me, communication is... Because, you know, I definitely have had trust issues, not with like cheating and stuff like that, but just with, and I don't know, some of it's because in my family life and just throughout my life, I think I've seen a lot of failed relationships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe that had me not wanting to be tied down, you know, in a relationship, stuff like that. Because this is a long relationship I've ever been in, baby. We're about to hit our 9-year anniversary on the 25th of March. And I'm just happy than I've ever been. You're my best friend, soulmates, whatever that shit is.
Almost the longest for me.
Almost the longest for you now?
Yeah, because I was married for 10 years.
Oh, well, we'll bypass.
Or 11.
We'll bypass that shit.
I think 11.
Yeah, we got that.
I was married from 97 to 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, communication I think is key for me. Boundaries are important.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning of a relationship, you got to set boundaries. Both people, not all like with the spirit or with the energy of like, I need this and you need to do, not all like that. You know what I mean? It's the way you got to approach that stuff.
I think more like what you will and will not tolerate.
Yeah, just kind of stuff like that. And I don't feel like, but you know, you may not want to use those words. I'm not tolerating
right.
it. You don't want to be coming at somebody like that on the first date.
Well, no.
But I don't think, I feel like when people are first meeting, like you need to get that kind of stuff out. And I don't feel that a man or a woman, because let's face it, you do want to like know what a person does, you know, for their life, whether it's work, school, or whatever, and stuff like that, just how they feel about life or whatever. But I don't think one of the first things a person should ask the other person is, you know, where do you work at? Like, how much do you make? And all that shit.
Definitely not how much you make, but you would, like, what do you do for a living?
Right, that's fine, you know what I mean? Because, like, that's almost how, when you go to a job interview and they tell you, you know, don't come in asking like, when's my first paycheck and
right.
you know, all that kind of stuff. How much am I gonna, you know what I mean? That's like something you ask later at the end of the interview when they're like, do you have any questions for me? That's when you say that shit. Because I feel like in a relationship, if a woman or a man is coming out the gate asking that kind of stuff about work and how much you make, it's giving off signals of like, that's all they care about is money. You know what I mean? It kind of makes it, like, gives an all superficial, just, you know, material vibes. And that's all, you know what I mean? It's like, what's this person really after? Because, like, their initial questions ain't about me. You know, it's about what I have or what I'm making. Right? What do you, I mean, I don't know. That's just how I see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an odd question. If it's it's like, oh, well, how much do you make there?
Right, you or, sit down, that's like the second thing they ask
you. Or somebody asks you, like, oh, what do you do? You say what you do, and they're like, oh, wow, you must make a lot of money.
Right, and all with the excitement and shit. Or what if they're like, what if, you know, the man or the woman asks the other person, like, so what do you do for a living? They're like, oh, I work at the gas station. I'm a manager at the gas station. Mm-hmm. Do you think that, for most people, you think that's a turnoff? Like, that's shallow to me. That's real shallow to me to, you know what I'm saying? And like, once someone says what they do, it's just like deflating.
Right.
Like, oh.
Like, manager damn. At a gas station probably makes
they make
money.
A little solid money, and if you're working every day, you know, 8 hours a day. I mean, I'm saying you ain't making no career. I'm saying, but you know, that's but it's there we go again with that perception of what, like, it's society says working at a gas station isn't the great. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I was saying there. That goes again about how society, like, we get into everything gets put into these categories of like good or bad or whatever. It's like, oh, gas station, that's a shitty job. And I'm not saying it is the best job, but like, you know, the grocery store, like, what if the man or the woman was a manager at Pick and Save or some shit like that? Like, would you not, or at McDonald's or some shit like that?
Managers at McDonald's,
they make some decent little money
and they have excellent benefits.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I hate that when people say they won't mess with. You're literally clearing out and lessening the dating field when a person does that. You got all these stipulations and stereotypes and wants and needs and shit. There ain't gonna be nobody for you because ain't nobody good enough, man. And date who the fuck you want to date. Love who you love. If you're black and you want to be with somebody white, be with them. If you're somebody Latin and you like somebody Asian, be with them.
Yep.
If you're, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day in the relationship, you gotta, the two people are the ones who gotta be with each other and deal with everything. Like, someone commenting or looking at you and saying, oh, why the fuck are they together? They're just passing by. They ain't got no bearing or no nothing on how your life's gonna turn out.
You don't have to have common employment.
Right.
To, like, we're very different.
Very different, but we mesh well. And you're willing to learn stuff, I'm willing to learn stuff, like, we understand each other, we talk about things, there it goes, what I was saying about how important communication is to a relationship. Because then you just kind of understand what a person wants, what they need, what they like, how they, you know, all that stuff. And that goes into the boundaries and all that. When two people are pretty, you're never going to always be on the same page. But when you are and you know what each other and all that, then there goes the respect. That's when the respect comes in.
Because the amount of money you make isn't what makes you equal.
Right, because clearly I make way less than Michelle. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel less of a man and shit because I make less than you.
Right.
I don't feel no less than a goddamn man. And I don't feel like, I don't hate on you like, damn, my lady makes more than me. Because to me, if I'm hating on you for making good money just because I ain't making as much as you are, that's hating on everything you've done, all your accomplishments, all the hard work, all the getting up, going to work every morning, you know, all that. And just, wouldn't that be me kind of hating on that or like undervaluing that, all the shit you've done? Because I just feel like because I'm a man, I'm just supposed to just fucking make more than you. Nah. Sorry, baby.
What?
Getting on my little rant about that. Because I do hate that too. And like, I don't mind washing dishes. Like, that's another stereotype. Like, about, like, women are supposed to, like, be the housemaids and clean up everything and wash all the clothes and wash the damn dishes and do all that shit. Nah, man. I can wash dishes.
I feel like I've done it for so long that it's kind of nice you're like, not to do it. So I appreciate it because...
But you do stuff that, too, that some might say is a man's job, like... You cut grass.
Right.
Like, when, you know, we cut grass and I'll be like, babe, I'll do the front or the back or whatever. But you'll be like, no, I want to cut the side. It's exercise for me and shit like that. So, yeah.
Probably going to go over the house and cut the grass just for the exercise.
When the weather breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I hope he is doing better. Joe, if you happen to be listening, I don't know if you ever end up listening, but I hope you're doing well, man. And you'll be all right, man. But we're about to drop Michelle off here, and then I got to get to work. And everyone have a great weekend. Please stay safe. And do something good for somebody. Until the next one.
Peace.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ once again. And I really hope you enjoyed the episode. You know, we combined and talked about a lot of issues and topics. And so I hope everyone is enjoying the podcast. Please support me and continue to listen. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe out here. And go do something good for somebody. Peace.